are titled with a notation at the bottom. And they all start out with, for example, ZR4 or ZR2. And so just at a glance, you can immediately know what this form has to do with. And then as far as the organization here, whoops, what's that? I didn't want that. If we look at one of these sections, what Wayne has done with the website, and again, I'm just doing this to familiarize you with it, is that all the forms are listed here, and all those blue notations are links for the various items. And then down below, oops, we went past, are various positions, like packet specialist, ZR2P, and then there's literature to help define and standardize what does it mean to be a packet specialist. And of course, there's one for ZR2R. Where is it? Up? No, right. Is it further down?
Right there.
I'm blind. Oh, there it is. Okay, ZR2R. So there are the links for all the material or for the description of what is a ICC specialist. So with that, now I wanted to bring up a discussion that we had this last class. We were looking at there was some mention about three different kinds of networks. There was a command. Let's see. I'm losing track of my thought. We had ops, we had command, and we had tactical frequencies. That's what it was. So, and we had quite a discussion 2 weeks ago about what were they, and how did we categorize these? Not really knowing for sure which one's which, I sent off an email to Wayne, and since Wayne's here in the class tonight, can you help us in fairly short amount of time understand the difference between a command, a operational or tactical frequency?
Okay. Command net would be like all the command and general staff, the incident commander, the operations chief, the safety officer, the information officer, all your command and general staff. Basically, anybody who ends with a 1 at the end of their number, ZR11, ZR21, ZR31, and then all the command staff, the information officer, safety officer, the liaison officer, all those would be on the command channel. Okay. The operations channel is responsible for dispatching all the resources and for conducting the ongoing field operations out in the field. And then a tactical channel would be once you get out in the field and you set up your set of operations, and you've got 5 radio operators underneath you, and you're a unit leader. You would actually have 2 radios as a unit leader. One would be going back to the ops channel at the incident command post. And then you have a tactical radio to manage all the resources that are directly under you, because they're not going to have an ops channel.
Okay. So as I think then back to the Plaza de la Paz exercise that we had, in that situation we had 3 incident commanders, Charlie for Mission Viejo, the incident commander for Laguna Niguel ECS, and the incident commander for Tri-City Races. Due to our autonomy, organizational autonomy, they functioned independently. We activated our groups independently and so forth. I think an example command channel would be that for example, I was running the resource net. I told Charlie how many people were actually going to participate in that exercise that actually checked in. Now, Charlie, the command channel would have been to go along with his counterparts to Wayne, who was the ultimate incident commander on that event, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there was another thing that happened during that exercise, and that was that we had a operator running command of the operations net. Who did that? Did you do that? No. It was one of our people. Who was doing the?
Keep going. Didn't matter.
Well, anyway. The idea there was that we had an operations net control who handled receiving the reports of how big and how bad the damage was that was being reported from the field. So that was clearly operations frequency. And I don't think we had any tactical going. Now, I think, Wayne, you set it up that originally we were going to have two or three subgroups, but we didn't have the bodies. Okay. If we had had subgroups, would there have been a place for tactical?
In that exercise, probably not.
Okay.
A tactical operation would have been if we sent five radio operators into Home Depot. Only one of them would be on the ops frequency.
Okay.
And they would also have another radio for the five radio operators to be inside this Home Depot running that operation
okay.
by itself.
Okay. So maybe a better example is as I think of the hospital group. The way a hospital group operates is that they send in two or three hams, say two or more hams, into a hospital, and they set up a local net. A simplex net, and they talk among themselves. And one of the positions in the hospital is in the hospital command center. And it's only that ham who's part of the hospital group who can then talk outside of the hospital to the hospital group net control. So there is tactical within the hospitals and operational to what we know as frequency four for the hospital group.
So yeah. If let's say we have a major disaster in Mission Viejo, like I mentioned before the tape, if we don't have enough people to be a field operators, we rely on Harry's group, like one of the local clubs,
that would be tactical.
They would be tactical talking to one of our personnel coming through an Harry's, and then that person who would be talking to them would then go on operations frequency, talk back into the EOC to give a report.
Right. Yeah, so I think we've got it. That's good. Good deal. Okay, let's get back over where we were. Okay, so I think we've dealt with that topic. But thank you, Wayne, for responding to me on it. Okay, I think, now we're going to skip in this review to slide number 12. And the key thing here that I wanted to highlight is for the ZR2R position, our mission is to provide all primary and supplemental ICC or EOC communications support required to ensure the success of volunteer communicators conducting field and incident support operations. So field, that's pretty self-explanatory, but our communications like on May 4th with Orange County, RACES, and so forth, that's incident support operations from the EOC only. And then we jump to slide 13, and again, the ZR2R is one of the basic positions. Another one is the ZR2F. I would invite the folks that are on the tape, are listening to the tape, to to go back through the courses that preceded this one, because we spent a lot of time describing how to be a better field operator, and which is ZR2F. And the last thing that we wanted to bring up that we talked about was a thing called our ZR incident objectives, and they've got them up here on this on the wall.
And it's, like
it's in the handout. Okay, and as we know, we've been over this umpteen times, but number one goal is providing safety to all incident participants and the general public. The general public. General public. And how? Beware of existing and report all incident and report to the incident commander all new hazards immediately, i.e. how big and how bad is it. Number two is maintaining the LCES, which is basically personal safety. Number two, creating a viable network for emergency communications. And that's the two parts of that is obviously monitoring the frequency, but more importantly, sending accurate and sending accurate messages and with minimal delay. And last but not least is always confirm before you change your status. Okay, enough of the review of the class 223A. Now we're going to jump over to another slide. Oops. Well, I can hit it. Come on. Okay. You want to go over here? Okay, and then now we're full screen. Okay, so now we're going to start going through the material for this evening. And we're now on slide 28. We went from in the first class from slide 1 to slide 27. We're now on slide 28 in part B to 23B. And we see here the instant communication center assignments. Okay, the ICC radio positions, obviously. What are our responsibilities? Obtain operational briefings. Now, how have we done operational briefings in the past with our exercises?
FIAP?
Right on. Yeah, we used the ZRICS Field Incident Action Plan, FIAP form, and we'll be doing that again on May 4th. That'll be the briefing. It's really designed for field, but it works pretty nicely for briefing for the entire exercise. So heads up, we'll be looking for that. Okay, another responsibility, confirm, acknowledge all radio transmissions. That's self-explanatory. Coordinate with other ICC positions. We're going to talk about that a bit more in a minute. Immediately pass on immediate or priority messages. And I think probably added to that would be emergency messages. We need to obviously be keeping those as priority. Now, during the exercise, I intentionally am going to create so much activity for you that it will pile up. And the idea is to try to help you understand how confusing, how chaotic it can be in the real deal. So if you happen to have a bunch of messages that you either have to send or you have to send and you need to prioritize them, not in the sequence of how they came into you, but rather